I wear my cap.
I'm going to Europe for a month, so.
This fucking guy.
When?
Like in 5 days.
Me too.
Where are you going?
I'm going on Friday. I'm flying into Germany. I'm going like everywhere. I'm going like a ton of places.
We're going to Italy.
Oh, I'll be there.
All right, we'll link up.
For sure. Where are you going to be?
Look at this.
Everywhere.
Look at this rich talk.
Yeah. Look at this rich talk.
Are you going to
be where my black ass going to be?
Are you going to be in Tuscany?
Yeah. Anytime soon? Yeah. This is amazing. I love the success level. This will be... Please don't mind me. Continue. I love.
Well, Sam's got she has family in Milan, so that was the excuse. Was like, let's go out and see George. Blah, blah, blah. But then it turned into like a huge trip, like whole Italian Riviera.
I'll be in Venice. Like, are you gonna be in Venice at all?
No. I don't think we're gonna do Venice.
You really speak Spanish?
We're gonna stay.
We're not gonna act like this shit is normal. No, I want to actually hit Venice.
Him and the food.
What? All right, we gotta go. That's the intro to the episode right there. Airport buying breakfast. Day one. So today, obviously, this isn't Michael Rainey Jr. Okay, unfortunately not. I don't got my ghost brother in here. But I got an amazing guest host for you, Chris Lofton. Absolutely love him so much. You know him from Force. You know him from everything ever.
What's up, bro?
You know him from every party in LA that's ever existed.
nah, man.
And Chris, I want you to introduce our little guest, because this is your boy, dude.
Oh,
this
hold
is
on.
Your
First
little
of all,
Force boy.
Okay, we're gonna start you there. We're gonna leave the littles out of it. It was like three littles, I counted. All right. We're gonna announce Big Shane, what I like to call him. Big Shane, not the little one. This man right here, ladies and gentlemen, he's over here looking like a 96 Leo.
Yeah, dude.
He's looking like Basketball Diaries Leonardo DiCaprio, like a teen heartthrob sensation. He looks like he sings melodic melodies and plays guitar and serenades beautiful women. You know what I'm saying?
This is going on my actor's access.
I call him my friend, and not only my friend, but my brother. And we don't get that this much in this industry, because these actors are fucking weird.
Dude, I feel
ladies
that.
And gentlemen, Shane motherfucking Hart.
Oh, my God. Thank you very much. That intro,
dude,
I feel like I gotta
wedding.
Walk out.
Dog, fucking cut it out.
This is like my first real podcast.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
What?
Yeah.
Dog, come on, man.
I mean, I've done like a couple of it. This is a real podcast.
Yeah, we're breaking
you guys got some real listeners. Yeah.
This is like Jack asking Rose for a little bit more room on that goddamn door, right? This is when that happened. Like, come on, bro. You look great. Bro.
We're taking this podcast virginity right now, dude.
That's what's up.
Yeah, I feel like I feel it. It's happening.
I love that. All right. So I obviously, like, we'll get into the Force of everything and all that stuff, because, you know, that's what, you know, the fans really want to hear. But, like, I want to get into, like, the beginning of you and your, you know, the beginning of your acting career and your journey and when you moved to L.A., like, all that stuff.
All that stuff, sure.
So how old were you when you moved here?
I was about 16, 17.
Oh, damn. Yeah. And you moved here for acting, for sure.
Well, it was kind of like, it was a bunch of stuff. So I was born in San Diego.
Oh, word.
And then I moved to Orange County like when I was five, six. And then I got involved in entertainment around like 13 years old.
Nice.
And it was kind of a mix of like wanting to move up to like just be closer to L.A. because the drive was kind of getting crazy.
Yeah.
And my sister and I were both actually professional dancers. That's how my career started.
Oh, no way.
And so I was like 16, 17, I was like booking a lot of gigs, and like my sister was also dancing professionally. So we were like talking to our parents, hey, we might move up to LA. And my parents were like, I'm moving to LA at 16. Like, you know, that shit's crazy.
Yeah.
And then my dad like lost his job. So like, it was just kind of this thing where he was like, well, let's all just move up. So my dad and like, we, you know, like just moved the whole family up at 16, and he eventually found a job, and I've been here ever since. So LA feels like home for me, because
this is
where I learned to drive. This is where I learned to, you know, went to my first bar. Like, this is where I grew up, you know.
Did you go to high school or no?
I was homeschooled.
No.
Yeah.
He was already a superstar. If you didn't know.
Well, I was out of school at 16, but I also tested out of school like at 16. So I was like done with school at that point.
Damn, shit, dude.
Yeah. But I didn't even do like the, I didn't even do like the real GED. You know the GED that you can take to test out of?
Right.
Yeah.
I did like the Chesapeake, like the California High School Proficiency Exam. So it's like, I only have my diploma just in California. Like anywhere else, like I'm not a high school graduate.
Just so
like,
you can
I'm
work. Not, so you can work.
It was the bare minimum. I was like, oh, I'm getting
that's
out of here. Because I hate it. I really hated school.
Yeah, but I feel like if you get English and like all that stuff, I mean, obviously not to say the listeners don't go to school, but like if you know what you want to do,
yeah,
What's the fucking point, dude? I didn't go to college. I'm like, dude, I know what I want to do. Like, fuck it.
No, and at that point, were you already like doing shit at 16? Where was this like pre or post like High School Musical for you?
Dude, I danced in High School Musical when I was 13.
So did you in the first one?
In the second one,
dog. This is the like, dog.
That was one of my. Yeah, that's a great. That's a crazy story too.
Let's see
how I got on.
Okay, listen. I will say my two like what do they call those? When you like something and you're like you hate that you love it.
Oh, your guilty pleasure.
Guilty pleasure.
I got a few of those.
Twilight. Yeah. I love the Twilight series, and I'm a High School Musical guy. I was also like 12 or 13 when High School Musical came out. Loved it.
Wait, how old are you?
I watched it the other night.
If you don't mind me asking, on
27.
Air. 27. Yeah. Okay.
You said that like you lied. Why'd you say that like a politician?
What?
Why'd you look up and think?
I honestly wasn't sure. I was like, he's like, I am.
Why'd you look up and think about
that? Dude, I'm 27. All right, here's the thing.
Okay, that one was good. That was a retake. That was take two. He's like, dude, I'm 27. Okay, I believe
him. I'm 27.
All right. You didn't believe him at all.
I didn't believe him the first time. He was like, I, huh?
I had to think about it for a second. Dude, 27. Shit's moving so fast. I'm like, dude, I'm almost dead, dude. Right.
Also, COVID, we lost like 2 years.
Literally.
2 years.
Like, I feel 19.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, but yeah, no,
he's
for real. That's
he's a spring chicken.
I want to hear this story for sure.
Yeah, for sure, for sure.
Well, no, it was funny. Like my mom was like helping me out with like the Actors Access and getting auditions and stuff for like just dance jobs. And I had like a little dance agent at the time, and I ended up driving out to Utah for open call casting for High School Musical for to be a dancer.
Wow!
So I show up in St. George. And I go up to the, you know, get like my number, and it's like, you know, number like 4,378, whatever. And I ask the guy, I go, no, I'm 13. I'm like, this is randomized numbers, right? And he's like, no, like that's the number, you know? And I was like, how many spots are there? And he's like, 12, there's 12 spots. There's 6 spots for the guys, 6 spots for the girls. And I was like, okay. Well, you know, this is like crazy.
Yeah.
Also, I showed up to the wrong audition. It was like the open extras casting for dancers. It wasn't even the right one.
Damn.
Like it was the real one was in Salt Lake, and I didn't we just didn't know. So I was at the wrong one, but Kenny Ortega, the director, happened to be there. He saw me, like stopped the audition room, pulled me out of the crowd. He offered me the job right there, like sat me down.
After you danced, or he just was like, that's a hot kid.
But,
you!
Even he saw Leo. No, I'm just kidding.
No, he saw me dance first. He saw me dance first.
Okay. But, you didn't say that.
So no, like, it's okay.
Saw me walk in, I parted my hair, and he was like, him.
Yeah, in the white tank top with the short shorts. Yeah. And he offered me the gig right there. Like sat my parents. It was crazy. Like it felt like one of those things that like, I just couldn't believe it was happening. Cause like at that time, you know, I'm 13. These are the most famous, like Zac Efron, Vanessa Hudgens.
That's
crazy.
I was tripping. Yeah. And then we were hanging out and like going to party. It was like my first parties was like with them. Like it was wild.
How's Zac Efron, dude? How's Zac and Vanessa?
Well, at the time they were just like so like on top of each other and you know in love, and they were kind of crazy and fun, but they were nice. I mean, he was really nice. I haven't seen either of them in a really long time.
You see his abs or anything, or just
no abs?
Oh, okay. I was
13.
I was a baby.
He wasn't 13. Zach was like what?
He was probably 17.
17 maybe.
Yeah, okay. I was asking for the fans, for the girlfriends that we have. I was just asking.
Yeah, they want to know
if you saw his abs. Anyway, so you do that, and you had a, you know, it was awesome. So
that was like my first big.
Did you
like
have
dance
lines,
gig.
Or you were strictly dancing?
No, I was just a dancer. I was a principal dancer. I had no lines. I tried to sneak a couple in, you know. They were like,
yeah.
But yeah, no, just dancing.
Nice.
And then from there, everything kind of like progressed.
So and you hadn't acted at that point, or you had?
I'd done like community theater.
Nice.
But I didn't think that I was going to have like a career in acting at all. I wanted to choreograph. I wanted to be like Marty Kadelka. Like I had like people I looked up to in the dance community. I wanted to be like, and it was more, I was more thinking, oh, I'm going to choreograph for Justin Timberlake or something like that. You know, like I was thinking that.
Right.
So I wasn't thinking about acting at all.
Have you met Woody?
No.
Woody McClain, who's on Ghost?
Yeah, he was a dancer too.
Yeah, Woody danced with Chris. He played Kane on our show. He danced with Chris Brown for like, I think on tour with him for like 6 years.
Did he really?
Yeah.
My an old friend of mine, Heffa Tawita, danced for Chris Brown
too.
I bet they're boys.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I was just curious.
I auditioned to dance for Chris Brown once.
So really? Now,
it's crazy. Those auditions were hard, bro.
Yeah.
They were hard. I showed up too. Like, I would show up and I would just be like this lanky white boy. Like, you know, 14, like, just like, And the pressure at dance auditions, it's so fucking competitive.
Yeah.
Like people think, oh, you're a dance, you know, like, and I got made fun of for dancing, like growing up and stuff.
For sure.
But I'm telling you, like when you show up to those types of auditions with that many grown men, it's so competitive, man. And they're just trying to like, just like cut your throat. It's wild.
That's crazy.
A lot of pressure.
That's crazy. So you like
didn't
went
get
from.
Fuck Chris. Chris didn't hire me. No,
so basically from the High School Musical thing, how did you jump from that to like Get Luck Charlie? Good Luck Charlie.
Good Luck Charlie. Yeah.
Was that like, so you went from like an extra background dancing to
elite?
To that?
Yeah.
I did. So it was basically, there was a show that I did for Nickelodeon called mm-hmm. Dance on Sunset. And no one will know this show because it went, I mean, maybe they will, but it was like one season and then it got canceled. But it was like, you remember like Soul Train, like American Bandstand, like where it was like a variety show almost.
Yeah.
I got that job, but I was dancing on it, but I was also kind of a TV personality. So it was like a small cast. We had guests, we had amazing guests on, man. We had like Sean Kingston, Janet Jackson. And I was dancing with that. It was so cool. Like we had amazing, the show like should have been a hit, but no one watched it. I don't know why. But there were some, you know, people that were part of that show that told me like, hey, you should get an acting agent. Because I think that you could, you know, like have you done any acting? And I was like, yeah, I'd like done theater and stuff. They're like, you should get an acting agent. And then I went and had some generals with Disney, and then they put me on that show. Like, I mean, it was not as easy as that. So like I did a bunch of auditions.
Yeah. Obviously we shorten it, but like people.
No, I'm not
know
trying to give everyone.
Really
I know,
is.
Like I feel like I'm not trying to give everyone.
Good.
But it was crazy because it really was like that. Like someone just, you know, the producer was wanted to, you know, manage me, and we ended up parting ways. But I went and had a general with Disney, and then Judy Taylor, who's the head of casting at the time, she was like, I gotta find something for you. It was wild. And then I got that show, and I was supposed to just do one or two episodes, and they kept me on for a while.
Wait, how long were you on it? My fault.
No, go on.
No, it was good. It was like the whole time. I mean, but not, I was just a recurring, you know, like I didn't get paid. I didn't make any money.
Yeah, that's what I was curious about.
No.
Like how did when did that audition come in? What was that audition like? And then how did the, because I came from a guest star, or I came from a co-star to a recurring on Power.
Exactly.
And
you turn that into something huge.
Yeah.
I love that move. When you go from the recurring and then you flip it into like the lead of the show.
First. So
Recurring to series regular.
Yeah, so co-star
my guy knows what he's doing.
Motherfucking right, Gian.
A small part in one episode. A guest star is like a larger part of one episode. And then a recur is multiple episodes in a season, but you're not like in every episode. And then a series regular is like almost every episode, like 8 to 10 or 10 out of 10. Mm-hmm. So I just explain for the people back home.
Yeah, but that's an amazing accomplishment to flip it. Like that just speaks to your talent and your charisma.
Thank
and people
you,
wanting
you.
I mean, that's
and
amazing.
People liking you.
I have a friend that does that too. Whenever he gets like cast as a recurring, he's a series regular in like two seasons. You know? I'm like, man, it's like blood, sweat, and tears for me to get a series regular. He always parlays it. Like, he always parlays it. But anyways.
That's good, man. Yeah. That's good.
So as you know, we live in an increasingly automated world, but there are some things that do require tedious manual work.
Yeah, man, AI's taking over right now. But luckily for e-commerce business owners, shipping is no longer a manual task thanks to ShipStation. They got you covered.
It's so easy to use the ShipStation dashboard to manage your orders. There's a free trial and it's a quick setup. So now's the time to try ShipStation out if you've been on the fence.
ShipStation makes it easy to automate shipping tasks for orders from every marketplace in one dashboard. It has effortless integration anywhere you sell online, including Amazon, Etsy, eBay, Shopify, and more.
You can manage every order from one simple dashboard. You can print shipping labels. You can easily compare rates and delivery times to optimize every single shipment. And you can automate delivery notifications. I mean, can it be easier?
Now look, with industry-leading discounts, you'll never worry about overpaying for shipping. You could get up to 84% off. I mean, that's damn near free to me.
That's basically free.
And that's all on USPS and UPS rates.
And if that's not enough, you know, the boys got you covered. You can use our promo code to try ShipStation free for 2 months. I mean, come on.
Over 130,000 companies have grown their e-commerce business with ShipStation. And 98% of the customers that stick with ShipStation for a year, they end up becoming customers for life.
Damn, that's like the opposite of me, dude. My return rate is not great.
Look. Spend some more time growing your business when you automate shipping tasks with ShipStation.
Make sure you go to ShipStation.com, use the code THECREW today, and sign up for your free 60-day trial.
That's ShipStation.com and use the code THECREW.
Listen, if you have a business, if you have any merch or anything, ShipStation is the company for you. Back to the episode. So how did you how did that all happen? What was the audition like with Disney? And
yeah, I was going out for a couple of shows. Like I was going out for that. I was going out for Wizards of Waverly Place. I went out for that. I got pretty far in that process too. The night that we were testing for the Good Luck Charlie part, the other guy that I was going up against, it was just the two of us. And he was like really upset because he had to go to Vegas for like his like some friend's birthday party. He was like, I gotta get to fucking Vegas, man. Get to Vegas. He was so upset. And eventually they just like let it. They were like, all right, yeah, just go. Like, just go if you need to go. And so he bailed. I stayed. And then they called me that night and I got the part. So like I don't know what happened.
Was the other guy you were against?
Yeah. I don't know what his, he was like tripping about something. And then I don't know if it threw him off or whatever. I don't know if I was going to get it, you know, regardless. But yeah. it was a great screen test. They gave me the part and then it kind of just developed from there. Like that happens a lot too with those Disney shows. Like if you're cast like the love interest, like if you're on the opening episode,
right?
You know, if the fans like you and if the cast likes you, sometimes you'll just like stick around. But they never like upped me to any, like I got paid the same like rate for like 4 years. Like it was crazy.
Dude, that's crazy.
Yeah, yeah.
That's kind of how it was for me with Ballers, bro.
Really?
Like I was never a series regular on Ballers. Everybody thought I was though.
Because you were in it so much.
Because I was in it so much. Yeah. And then, like, they started to, like, write so much for my character.
Yeah, yeah.
It was like the guy who was making 30, 40 grand an episode had two lines or wasn't even in the episode.
Right.
And I was getting paid, like, $4,000. I had, like, six scenes in a 30-minute episode. I was like, bro. But they never bumped me.
Yeah.
I feel like the more that they could go, oh, like, he's not going to ask for more.
And I didn't ask for shit. Yeah. I probably should have. But then by the time I was getting ready.
You have such a big pop, though, for you.
Yeah.
And now it's blowing the fuck up again on Netflix.
Dog, that's crazy. Yeah, like, I was thinking, I'm like, okay, maybe they will. And then I remember what happened was John David started to pop. So, like, Dwayne was already Dwayne. But then John David started to pop, and we were already on set, like, waiting on Dwayne. It was like, Dwayne literally would fly in, sometimes fucking helicopter would land.
You're kidding, really?
No, dead ass.
That's
I love that.
Like, we called it a Dwayne lunch, right? So we'd take lunch, regardless of what time crew call was. Mm-hmm. Whenever Dwayne gets there, they wrap for lunch for an hour and a half. Because they know it's going to take him time to get ready, and he just got there, and they moved the entire day around.
So
if your scene was next and you would have been able to go home, no.
Dwayne lunch.
It's a Dwayne lunch. We're taking lunch at 10:30 a.m. because Dwayne just got here.
Dude, so fuck that. I'm not taking the van to set anymore, dude.
Dog.
Give me the copter.
Dog, like legit. We would do the lunch, wait for him to be ready, and then they go film all of his scenes so he can leave because he has shit to do.
That's going
to
be Gianni season five.
Yeah. He
season five,
do.
You got to chop her in.
So they're like, we got five scenes.
Hey, he's here.
Legit. They'd be like, oh, sorry, Chris, your scene just got pushed to the end of the day. You're the last scene up now.
I mean, here's the thing. It is for The Rock, so like, I get it, you know?
Yeah.
But if it was like, you know what
anyone
I mean?
Else, yeah.
Anyone else, you couldn't do that. But even in those moments, that's why it's a testament to Dwayne. He was graceful, bro. Like, I was the guy looking for something wrong with him the whole time.
And you couldn't.
I was like, all this shit on the internet can't be true. Like, he's not the greatest guy in the world. Yeah. He's not just this. This is a fucking act, right?
Yeah.
I'm going to be around the guy enough. I'm going to spot it. I'm going to pick it out. Never happened.
Good guy.
It's a great fucking guy. I was like, Jesus Christ, like, there's nothing?
Yeah.
No, he's a great guy. I love Dwayne, bro. Like, he's really the guy that it could be 300 people standing out there, and he's going to take pictures with all
of
them.
And he seems like he actually cares.
And actually, that was my biggest thing. I was like, bro, to be at that level and making that type of an entrance, to still make others feel like you want to be here, not that you have to be.
Yeah.
He still had the energy of, man, I want to be here, man. Thank you. Nice, appreciate it. Good job, Chris. Yeah, I was like, Jesus Christ.
And it doesn't feel phony.
It didn't at all, bro.
Because I hate it when that shit feels phony with people, you know? Like if people are just like pleasantries.
Yeah.
And they're like good politicians.
Bro, if
some
it is phony,
really
he mastered
good like
that shit.
Yeah.
But if you actually care about people, you're good with people. Like, there's nothing better.
Yeah, no.
Especially in this business, because like people.
Exactly, bro. With that type of like level of notoriety and attention that he gets, for him to be still like that, like, kudos to him, because that's That's tough.
And so you ran on that show the whole time, right?
No. I came in on season 3.
Okay.
When I wasn't lucky enough to be in Miami with the boys. I wasn't lucky.
Oh, you didn't do the Miami season?
No.
Yeah.
But God knew better. Well,
yeah.
Chris would have kids.
Yeah.
That would have been dangerous.
I'd have a baby mama from Cuba or something by now. Like, I'd be visiting. I'd be sending for my child from Cuba.
The eye roll from the camera.
Your baby got a baby mama in Cuba?
Oh, no. The eye roll.
No, but legit.
God was looking out for old Chris, man.
You know what I'm saying?
So you might not be here with us.
I wouldn't be, bro. I probably wouldn't be here. I'd be probably working at Starbucks trying to make those child support payments.
Hey, Dwayne, you remember me, man? You remember me, Dwayne?
I'd be trying to make those child support payments, bro. If I had 2 years in Miami, as a series regular, if I was in there season 1 and 2, I would have been a series regular.
You shot Ballers in L.A.?
Yeah.
And you shot your show in L.A. too?
Yeah, in downtown.
Oh, dude, I'm so fucking jealous of you guys.
Yeah. See, you want to shoot here.
Bro, you think I don't want to be in my favorite city in my bed and just go to work?
I don't.
Yeah, I don't want it either. I'm
I don't. Why? To me, it takes away the full actor experience, at least what my dream used to be. My dream of being an actor, bro, that little kid from Chicago was like, oh, you got to go on a plane and you're working, and now you live in New York for 3 months filming, and you get per diem, and you get a car's picking you up. The transpo van came and got you, and you're going to random bars, meeting random people, and interacting more than you would. To me, that's the experience for me. To me, it makes it feel too much like work if I'm going to my real house, sleeping in bed, driving my regular car to work. I wouldn't even want to be there. It should feel too much like a job.
I've never done that. So, I mean, obviously, I've guest starred in a lot of shows, but I was so poor, so like, I never had that experience of being like, oh, I'm in my, you know, I'm going to work. It was always like one day on a show.
Okay,
and
like driving on the lot with your parking spot and shit.
Yeah, I want that. Okay. And then at the end of the night, I want to, you know, obviously go to like Poppy and be like, I just got upset with the bottles, you know?
Yeah, no, I feel you. I don't, bro. I want to be somewhere random like in Vermont.
He wants the Hollywood experience.
Yeah,
I
want to
immerse myself in the full Hollywood experience.
He lives it though.
Where's Lindsay Lohan?
You went that
Where's
hard,
the though. Fucking blow, man?
Yeah. They said there would be cocaine in Hollywood. Where is it?
The last time I saw you was when I was with Chris and we pulled up and it felt like that. Like Chris like pulls up, window rolls down, and he's like, yo, what up, boys? And like, some random girl.
I know.
And it's like you're with some, I don't know, you had just met this girl. Like, she didn't even know.
Oh, I made that. Dude, I met that girl like 30 minutes before.
By the way, I'm not putting on black. I'm just saying, hilarious.
Trust me, everything has been said in this podcast.
No, I was.
We can cut that.
I was like, this guy, keep it.
And we'll never
cut it. Like, what? It's like, what's your name? Like, it was like, you literally had no idea what she, like, you know, she was so.
She was getting on his nerves too, remember?
Oh, yeah, you guys. Yeah, it was
she
so
kept talking
funny,
shit
man.
About, like,
so
your
funny.
Foot or something.
Was she fire?
I don't remember.
I don't
she
really
was
remember.
Wearing a jacket.
The only thing I remember was the house that we were in that night. Like,
yeah, the house was
that
pretty
house
nice.
Was crazy.
And then we went to Classic Cat, which I love Classic Cat.
I bailed. I didn't make it. You went to Classic Cat
with
But that was the first time I met him, because I always wanted to meet you too, because I always wanted you to come on the podcast.
Yeah,
and obviously,
yeah.
Like, I love your work, but that was the first that you're like, I'm with Shane, pull up. Dude, Chris knows everybody.
No.
We pull up to this like $40 million Beverly Hills mansion. I'm like, dude.
It was unreal.
I'm like, where are we?
Yeah. Bodyguards, bouncers. Chris gives a little, like, you know, dab up on the way in. I'm like, yeah. Chris grabs some champagne out of the car. I didn't even know, you know, where that champagne had been. Chris pulls out the champagne, gives it to the host.
For God's sakes, it was the girl's birthday.
Chris moves so fucking smooth.
Yeah, he's so smooth.
It was the girl's birthday, for God's sake.
When you're with Chris, you're like totally taken care of, and everyone respects it. I mean,
man. I'm just trying to do what I can do.
But I'm taking care of him for the Drake concert tonight. I got you, bro. I'll get you with some passes.
I'll get you. That shit's on record. Well, actually, not, because this won't come out for a few more Tuesdays, huh?
Yeah,
so, damn it, I can't really even use that on you.
Yeah.
You're a smart motherfucker. You're smarter than you look. I like that. You're smart.
All right, wait, hold on. First off, we're going to take another break, but I just want to shout out Bear Mattress for sponsoring the boys. They just sent us 2 mattresses. Woohoo! I'm sleeping like a baby now. Their Labor Day sale is currently happening right now, and you can get 35% off on the Bear website. Just go check out their site for more details. Now, what is Bear Mattress, you ask? Well, I'm whispering because I'm putting you guys on, and I don't want anyone else to find out.
Now, Bear Mattress is a premium mattress made to improve your sleep, your lifestyle, and the best part, it's shipped right to your front door. You don't even gotta go anywhere. Now listen, I like the finer things in life, so me, I need the softest mattress possible. Some people like hard, some people like soft, but that's the best part about Bear Mattress is that it fits for you, okay? I personally, I had them send me the softest one they had. Bear sent me this mattress. Oh my God, it's incredible. I've gotten the best sleeps of my, look at me. I actually stopped drinking caffeine because I'm getting such good sleeps. Now I have energy now. The best part is, I can't really set up anything. Bear delivers it rolled up in a box. All you got to do is just open it, slide it out, and it's there. And there is a 120-night sleep trial to test this mattress out to see if you love it. And listen, once you sleep in it, you're not going back. Once you go Bear, you're not going back. Now, Bear mattresses include a lifetime warranty, and they offer payment plans and financing options. Now, Bear's Labor Day sale is running right now, so you can get 35% off for a limited time. And you can always click the Crew Has It Boys link below for 30% off. But take that extra five. Go to the Labor Day sale right now. So make sure you go to bearmattress.com, B-E-A-R, /crew, and use the promo code crew for 30% off your mattress. And back to the episode, energized because I got a good sleep. We can bullshit. I actually am genuinely curious.
Smarter than.
So after you did the Good Luck Charlie, like, did you start to blow? Like, did you get the Hollywood experience? You get the Disney Kid Hollywood experience?
No, man, not at all. I was very, very low key. Didn't really get too much of that just because of, I think it was just my preferences. Like, I wasn't trying to, like, you know, pull up at every, you know, like, wild, like, Disney. I mean, I know all those people, like, all those people in the headlines of, like, the, you know, I was around it, but I never really experienced it. I was super low-key, really low-key.
So you just went to work and literally went home and...
Yeah, and also, I was recurring on that show, so I could work on other stuff.
Right.
So that's when my career actually started, like, kind of filling out.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
And I got my first real film role, worked on a Rob Reiner picture, and got a recurring part on this other show called Awkward, which was an MTV hit.
I
had my first like character part on that show. And so, like, as an actor, I feel during that time, I was really focused on growing, like, the work. I really wanted to be successful and kind of keep, because the thing with those shows is, and I think everyone kind of gets this, but you get stuck. Like, as Disney kid a Nickelodeon kid, you get totally stuck because you're in contracts. You can't work on other stuff.
Right.
And so when you get off the gig, you know, you're thinking, oh, my career's about to just absolutely pop off.
Right.
And then for a lot of people, it doesn't, because it's just like, you know, there's a stereotype and you have to break that mold. But for me, I was already trying to, already in the middle of trying to like, and I wasn't even intentional. I was just, you know, the parts that I got that I was interested in or passionate about, you obviously put that little bit of extra work because you're excited about it.
Yeah.
And so that's kind of what I remember about those years anyways, you know?
Dude, that's so dope. Yeah, actually, that's probably why you popped and a lot of those people, you know,
didn't, because he went his ass home.
Yeah, you got to do other shit. You got to do all that at the same time, so they can't put you in a box.
That's 100% that, 100%. And I'm really grateful because that's not by design, you know? At the time, if they would have wanted to put me on a contract, and I almost got, like, because what they do is they'll filter out, like, they'll use the filter of guest stars and recurring to, like, put other people on, like, put them on, like, series regular jobs. Right. On different shows. And I almost got a bunch of those shows and I didn't. And I was like, what's wrong with me? The kids, they're parlaying this into being leads.
Right.
And I was just the, you know, guest star, and the other kids on the show give me shit, you know, this is for the series regulars, you know, this is for the, like,
really?
You know what I mean? Yeah. I mean, they're my friends, but like,
joking around,
but they busted my balls a lot. And when you're a kid, you get sensitive, you know, I'm an artist, like, I'm sensitive, you know,
right.
I'm like in the back, like, man, I'm not part of the crew, you know, right. Like,
fuck you.
So it actually ended up being a blessing in disguise, which is, I think, how life works anyways, you know?
Yeah. So then when did you have time to be the fucking teenage heartthrob music sensation? Like, he's lived so many different lives.
Yeah.
Bro, like, now this dude is one of the most interesting men in
my
the
Radio
world, bro.
Disney, when I tore up Radio Disney and was, like,
dog,
touring.
He was, like, on tour. He's got, like, really? He's got music videos with millions of views on YouTube right now.
Dude, the receipts online for, like, my, like, like old pop star career. It's so bad. Like, I've got music video. I know.
Like, nah. Like, you need to put this shit, like, on the screen. Y'all got good technology. Y'all getting money over here at Malcolm.
Dude.
Put that shit right here. Show a little clip right here. Show it.
He's like, hit it and...
Show it. Show the view count right here.
At least I don't have to, you know, the fans can watch it. At least I don't have to. Dog, I'm still like, oh, God. You know, when your whole life gets captured, like, yeah. I'm like, oh, no.
Have power people put two and two together a lot or not much?
A little bit, yeah. It's actually funny because when season one came out, I got a tweet from somebody like putting a side by side of the character I played on Disney with with Vic. And it's so funny, just the contrast. Like, they look like different, you know. I mean, obviously, I was like 15 to 16 in the Disney days, but. And I captioned, I retweeted, and I said Vic would eat Spencer for lunch or something, or Vic would eat Spencer for breakfast or something like that, and it like went wild. Like, so I think that was actually kind of helpful, and it's fun actually too, because the crossover is there because a show that big and that nostalgic, Good Luck Charlie was a massive hit, and so it's getting even bigger now because of all the streaming stuff and TikTok, and so the crossover is like there's a big crossover.
Who was the lead of that? Was that what's her name?
Bridget Mendler.
Oh, I thought it was the other one. The girl from Suite Life on Deck.
Debbie Ryan.
Yeah. Oh, she wasn't Good Luck Charlie?
No, but I know Debbie. Okay. I mean, I've known Debbie for years. Yeah.
Dude, that's fucking awesome. What a great show Power Next to do. Because were you a series regular on any shows before?
Yeah, I was a series regular on a MTV show that didn't go called Happy Land.
Uh-huh.
Mm. No one watched it and got canceled. But that was my like series regular as more of an adult. I was like 18.
Right.
Yeah. And I was like, this is it, baby. Yeah. I was making nothing, but I thought I was making so much money too, like what they gave me. I was like, yeah, like I'm about to buy a house for my family, you know? Yeah. I was like,
and it was sweet. What are the real estate prices in LA?
I'm
about to get this condo in North Hollywood.
It was really sweet. I was like, oh, you know. I was like about to do it. And then that show got canceled. And then kind of my bit, like I did a star show called Hightown.
Oh yeah, okay.
And that was kind of like that was it for me. Like that really, that really was it. And then that's how I got.
So that was just a legit audition. Came in. Did you go in the room or is that a tape or?
Dude, I went in the I taped and then I went in the room for a test like immediately. And then
Did you have to like OD or like what happened? Like what was the scene like? Like your
no the scene.
Because that's like a high like overdosing type show, right? Like,
I was playing a drug dealer and an addict.
Right.
Super heavy script.
Yeah.
And it's funny because I was going through some like shit at the time, and I was like kind of in a dark place for me, you know. Right. I mean, it's a varying degrees for everybody, but I was kind of just like, fuck it, man. I'm just like feeling so like in my head, and you know, so
dark that audition for him, he's like, damn, my hair's not parting right, dude. Like,
no, I shaved my head because I was like fuck this like bullshit, like I'm shaving my head, and I, you know, everyone's always like, oh, you're like, oh, Hollywood, it's always so pretty, like your reps, and what do they think, and then check this. I'm like, I'm just gonna like live my life, you know. I shaved all my hair off, smoking a lot at the time, you know what I mean? Just like ripping, just like kind of depressed.
Yeah.
And it was a perfect time because that character just like, it was just like lit up. Like I went in the room and it was just like working.
Right.
Because I just like was connecting in some way. But yeah, those are really, it's a great show.
The shaved head definitely probably helped because.
Oh, dude, it's the whole reason.
It took you out of like that whole.
It just lets them see you in a different light. And I always tell like people, like, you have to let yourself like go through what you're going through and evolve like in life, because that's how you're going to get to the next thing. You can't get stuck in, you know, the successes of the past and like what you've been doing, you know, you got to let yourself change and go through what you're going through. Cause for me, that was a big artistic breakthrough. I didn't even know it was at the time, but I was just like kind of letting myself go through, and it was shit. It was shitty. And my friends were worried about me and people, you know, calling me up, hey, you good? You know, I'm just like, you know, and then it turned into something great. So, but yeah, it was literally just like, I was like, yeah, just like, you know, shave your head, shave your head and book a job. It was like,
shave your head, book a job.
Dude, I was like, I don't know what to do, man. Like, I'm like, I was like running out of money a little bit, or just like not knowing like how do I do? I've been in Hollywood my whole life, never had a working job, you know. And I was kind of like, how am I supposed to do this? Like, keep going, you know.
Adult
like it was
shit,
that kind
man.
Of like adult. Yeah, it was like that really coming to terms with like, you know, like taking like extreme like ownership of your life, right. You know, like anyways, not to get too heavy, but it all legit. Turned out really good. And then from there, it kind of scooped up. And,
yeah, you did that show with Monica Raymond, who
love Monica.
She directed an episode of Ghost this season, which you guys.
Oh yeah, I forgot she is directing now. Four.
I can't wait to see that episode.
Yeah. She was on Fire. She was on Chicago Fire.
No, yeah, we talked about you. Yeah, yeah.
What'd you say?
Yeah, exactly. I was like,
how was it? You can be honest. How was it?
Yeah. No, I did. I was like, you like the boys? I was like, what about Gianni? I said specifically. Yeah, she said she loved you.
She said she loved you.
Yes, I love her.
Did you guys have a lot of fun?
Oh yeah, she's great.
Yeah, she's like, that's set. Those guys have a lot of, they have a really good time.
Yeah, because we're out of control, dude. Yeah. Dude, we're out of control. Oh
damn, I could imagine y'all set.
Dude, I actually had a meltdown her last day. I think I had a meltdown. Did I? Yeah, it was her episode. That was like my only meltdown in like four seasons.
What happened?
It was only because.
Yeah, what was it?
It was because it was a fucking voiceover. Uh-huh. And it was a giant paragraph. It was like a whole page. And then it was supposed to be a voiceover. And then I get in there like, oh no, actually we're going to shoot it. The second AD didn't
so
tell
you
me.
So you came in like not having
Buck,
that
you were
shit
gonna
memorized,
read it. You
right?
were going to read
it. Yeah, because
it
was a voiceover.
We're just going
to
read it.
So they didn't tell me shit. And then the second AD even came up to me. And she's like, I'm so sorry. I didn't text you. So I was like, whatever. And it was a giant scene with a bunch of people in it. I can't give anything away.
Yeah.
But there were so many people in the scene. So I'm in a room of like 150 people. And I'm fucking up the lines. And everyone's like, why can't this guy like get this right? And I'm like, no one knew that it was a voiceover except literally me and the second AD because I don't want to rat her out. So like Monica, I don't even think Monica knew that they fucked up. So I had a meltdown. I was like, fuck! Like it was the first time I ever did that. Yeah.
On set?
Yeah, I was like, motherfucker!
Because you
terrible at acting! I was like yelling at like 200 people and like.
Wait, because you messed up a part of it or like what do you mean? Like in the middle of like
I couldn't get the lines right because it was literally like a walking shot.
This sounds like nightmare. Like sometimes I have nightmares about this where they're like, hey, yo, you gotta do this. Yeah. And I'm like, I'm trying to learn this whole page, you know, two pages. Yeah, dude, that's awful.
That's the episode of Entourage when he walks in and he tells him, so drama, on your monologue, we're going to do it on the move. Now. He's like, he says, wait, on the move? He's like, on the move? He's like, oh, on the move? What do you mean? He's like, that drama, you're a great actor. Yeah. It's fine. You'll be fine.
Oh, and we added three more pages. Yeah, it was Eddie Burns. Yeah.
It was Eddie Burns.
Yeah. Do you see Entourage?
I've seen it.
Dude,
we
talk about Entourage.
You guys are like those guys to me. When we were together that night, I was like, I'm in a fucking episode of Entourage.
No,
boys.
No,
like,
you I'm know not what gonna mean? Lie to
like,
you,
yo, Johnny, get the car. He's like, hey, boys, like, the girl's like riding on the roof or something. And I'm like, what the fuck?
Dog, I swear to God.
Like, it really was. Like, it felt
I was
like
a TV kid, Shane. Like, so for me, in an odd way, it was Entourage and the fucking show, The OC, bro.
Yeah.
That made me want to move to LA.
You're kidding.
The OC? Bro, I don't even look like a nigga who would love that shit. Love it. Ryan Atwood? Are you fucking kidding me? If Ryan Atwood could do it, I knew I could do it. And that's what I told myself. I used to watch that shit, and it was California, here we come. I'm on my way too, motherfucker. I am on my goddamn way. Ryan Atwood did it. He got lucky as fuck. He had a great life. Seth Cohen was a great friend. I said, I want this for myself.
I watched it a year ago, so it's fresh.
It's amazing.
Yeah.
It's amazing.
Yeah.
He's from Chino Hills. Why couldn't I do it from Chicago? He was from Chino. He's a fucking
Chino. He was like a kid from the OC.
California.
Yeah. Black leather jacket.
Chris has got the top down.
Dog, I was ready, bro. That shit lit a fire under my ass in Chicago. I said, God damn it, we're on our way to California,
Entourage,
motherfucker. I'll tell
Entourage
you that.
Entourage, I get. The OC is, that's
but
different.
But no, it was a combination of both. Entourage, too, though. Because like literally that was Entourage is why I signed with my first with my manager. He was at another company.
Yeah.
But I remember going to the meeting and I was like, okay, check. The office is in Beverly Hills. It's not in the Valley. I was like, okay, thanks, Ari Gold. It's not in the Valley. The office is in Beverly Hills.
Check.
Had a receptionist and she was attractive. I was like, all right, check.
Order something specific.
So they'll always remember you.
Yeah.
Yes, I did that. I ordered like coffee, but I wanted it very specific, right? Did that. And then this is what did it for me, bro.
Unbelievable.
His fucking assistant. My manager's name is Jared, but his assistant's name, guess what it was?
What?
Ari. And I said, you two are my
silence
guys.
In the room.
That's it.
Man. I said, you two are my fucking guys.
That's
I
it.
Said, I'm done. I'm sold.
You know what's even crazier? Is I moved to LA, obviously, like, I was always like an entertainer. Like, that's the way I was growing up. But like, loved Entourage. I was like, wait, these guys make all this money. Yeah. They're actors. Everyone wants to, like, all the girls want to be with them. Like, dude, this looks amazing. So, like, I'd never been to L.A., and I came to L.A. because of Entourage. And I was like, oh, my God, it's the greatest place ever. Like, 2 years later, I signed with Leverage, the management company that made Entourage. And they ripped the whole roster. See, I was like, well, we're the same person, I'm not in the right place, like, you guys.
See,
like,
I mean, that's what I felt when I booked Ballers. Because I was like, Ballers is the exact same people that do Entourage.
Yeah,
everybody. It's basically Entourage, but football players. Dog, so when I did that, I said, you can't tell me that I wasn't supposed to be out here. I'm with the people. I'm with the Entourage people,
dude,
bro.
I would go into the Leverage office, and there would literally be like Entourage posters everywhere. I'm like, damn.
Yeah, that's amazing.
Crazy.
That's fire.
Yeah. You're like, your boy made it.
That's fucking fire.
I had not booked anything yet. I'm like, I did it, dude. I've arrived.
No, that's
crazy. I'm in Hollywood.
That's crazy.
Came here. How old are you then? When you came here,
I moved here on my 19th birthday.
Yeah, I think we talked about it that night. We were chilling, but yeah, okay. So 19.
Yeah, 19. Wow. Birthday. I moved
and you
here.
Just rolled up. Like,
I didn't know.
Did you have a place to stay? What was your, like, because people that come from, you know, because I obviously was closer to like the, you know, the vicinity. It wasn't like that big. When people show up, like, you know, like full tank of gas and like a bag, you know, full clothes, like your story.
Yeah.
It's so inspiring to me. Like, I love that shit.
Yeah.
Like,
I was so delusional.
I have so much respect. Yeah, but I have so much respect for
you
that.
You came by yourself or you had your family?
I came with my older brother.
That was delusional.
Dude, I came with my older brother. I literally remember, this is how crazy I was. I literally remember walking. I emailed. So I moved. I was here for like a week. I emailed every agent at CAA and I was like, I'm here. I've arrived.
Really?
Dude, like, so delusional. I remember, and I didn't, like, obviously no one answered at CAA.
Yeah. You didn't get any, you didn't get any calls back.
Dude, I was, actually had one response. It's like, we're not taking on any developmental clients. I was like, oh, like,
oh, okay. That's nice.
Well, thank you.
But now, looking back now,
they scroll,
like,
down, they saw the headshot. Like, oh, I like this.
Yeah,
guy.
Yeah.
He's got some, a twinkle in his eye.
Right. But I remember walking up and down running and being like, do they get it? Like, I was just dude, I was so delusional. Obviously, like, as you're, like, going into classes and, like, you know, being around other people, you start to get it and understand.
Yeah.
But I still, like, know nothing in my mind was like, dude, I'm making it. Like, there's no fucking way.
You saw yourself as a star. You were
for sure.
Yeah.
And you have to. You have to. But, like, I remember I was so delusional when I first moved here. But, yeah, I moved here with my older brother, and I only knew my uncle, who was struggling too at the time. He created Bates Motel, but like, so like, it was like the first thing he'd ever, like, he'd done a couple like small indies. But the first like big thing he ever did.
He's a writer?
He's a writer. And now he's doing like a ton of huge shit. And now, like, finally we're like coming together and be like, oh, like, I'm doing, like, now I'm this, like,
that's
together.
Fire.
Yeah, what's the production company name? I feel something coming on. You guys are gonna be auditioning for your project. Yeah. Yeah, exactly.
But yeah, that's the only person I knew, man. Like, it was crazy.
And your brother, what was he trying to do?
My brother, it's funny, literally. My brother was, it was a manager for like 6 years.
Love it.
Yeah. And he actually got in a big company and all this stuff, but he just, dude, he just didn't love like entertainment. The way that it was going, like, a lot of, they were like pushing him out kind of because, you know, he's like kind of like alpha male, like white guy. And they were just like, you can't have this at the office.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
He would like watch UFC and they're like, this is offensive.
They're like, chill, dog, chill.
Yeah.
Hey, relax.
Yeah. So he's doing sales now, but we moved out. Like, know what I mean? Like, manager.
Dope. You were like, we're gonna make the dream happen together. And then you were like,
I had to fire him. I actually fired him because at the time he was like,
you're gonna be a star, kid.
Yeah, he was in.
He was independently managing me,
but he didn't have like the breakdowns and shit.
Yeah, of course.
So he was just talking to my agent, and then my agent was like, you should like get like a real manager. And
that's actually looking at the casting breakdown.
Yeah, and then I got a real manager, and I had to call my brother and be like, because he had moved back to Rhode Island to play hockey in college. Yeah. And I was like, listen, dude, it's not working out, man. Like, I gotta let you go. And he's not forgiving me since. But we all live together.
Wait, no, serious? Are you being serious?
Yeah, I'm dead ass.
Like, forgiving you to the point where y'all don't speak?
No.
Y'all are cool,
Then he moved back out, like, a year later, and he got at, like, a huge comedy management company. He was there for, like, four years.
All right.
But I had a manager that I liked.
So he's still in the business?
No, he does sales now.
Sales, that's right, yeah.
But he still lives here. We all, you know.
Really?
Yeah.
You guys live together?
He just moved in with his girlfriend, but my little brother lives with me.
So you've got two brothers, and that's it?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And are you the middle?
I'm the middle.
Yeah, that's right. I'm middle child.
Are you?
Oh, yeah.
Older sisters or brothers?
Older sister and then younger brother. Yeah.
Are they in the industry or?
My sister was a dancer and then
you told me.
Yeah, and then my brother he did that classic like brother thing where like, my brother's like very handsome kid. Like right. He looks like a male model, like, very like he's like lean and like he's got tattoos, you know. He obviously didn't have tattoos when he got signed, but we like went in to get like an agent when I was, you know, and they saw him, like, what's he do? You know, it's a handsome yeah. kid. You know, yeah. like literally,
Kenny
I'm like,
Ortega
this
saw
is
him,
about
he's like,
me.
Yeah, yes, again.
Yeah, 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 yeah. Yes, you. I like, yeah, yeah. And so he like did modeling and stuff as a kid, but he never he didn't like the industry.
What does he do now?
He's a Revit engineer. He makes like blueprints for architecture.
Damn, he's fucking hot and smart, dude.
Dude, it's crazy. I know. If I'm a damn.
Is he married? Is he?
No. He's on the scene though. But he's wild.
What a good guy. What a great guy.
Does he live in L.A.?
No, he lives in Orange County.
Same. We still go to Poppy together. I'm like, this is my friend here. He's really good looking at smart.
Exactly. That's what I was thinking. Yeah. Oh, I love it. Same. We both say same.
So when did the power email come in for Force? When did the email come in?
Yeah.
When? What was your thoughts in it? Like, obviously, Hightown. Did you die in Hightown?
Yeah.
You did?
Spoiler alert. Yeah, yeah. Junior ODs at the end on a toilet.
Oh, wow.
With a needle in his arm.
How was that?
Oh, shit.
Yeah. It was dark.
Yeah.
It was dark.
Yeah.
I mean, because he takes the whole character arc. He ends up getting back into shooting up and then he you know, ODs at the end, and it's like, it's pretty heavy.
Did you want to die on the show or you?
No. I love the show. I thought I was having such a good time. I really wasn't even thinking about it. And also too, I figured I really couldn't believe that I was able to be there and work on a show like that. I was so excited and so grateful.
Yeah, yeah.
It was just one of those things where I'm like, man, this is all incredible, and I'm learning so much, and like really. So I didn't really think I was like, you know. But then when they told me, like, hey, you're toast, you know, like, like the creator, you know, Rebecca sat me down and was like, hey, you know, we gotta kill Junior because it's like our whole like season arc, like finale, you know. And I was like, all right, like I actually took it like better. I think I was just so again grateful for the whole experience, but I was really like really sad because I thought I was gonna do that run like a run with a show, and they ended up doing 3 seasons.
Post.
I don't know. No, yeah, 3 seasons in total.
Okay.
Yeah, yeah. So they did 2 others. I don't know if they're canceled or picked up again. I'm not sure, but yeah, yeah, yeah. I was super upset. And then Stars was like, you know, we want to get you on another show. You know, really liked having you on Hightown, whatever. And then ended up meeting 50 and Joseph at the same time at the same like thing in LA. It was something for promote. It was Upfronts.
Oh,
and
nice.
And 50 was there. And so I met 50 and Joe. Jeff Hirsch was like, Shane, meet 50, meet Joseph. Like, I want to, you know, maybe there's something, you know, maybe we'll get you on one of the power shows, you know? And I was like, cool. And I was like, 50, Joseph is fucking crazy. You know, like the two of them at the same time. I was like, damn.
Yeah,
that's
crazy.
Did you watch Power at the time or?
I hadn't seen it yet. I obviously knew what it was and I knew Joseph and I knew like this, like when I think of Stars, I think of Power.
Right.
Like that's because you know, everyone knows the show, obviously. But I hadn't seen it. Maybe an episode or two. And then when I got the audition, sent it in, they were like, I don't think we're going to, the age isn't right. And then, they called me up. I had booked a movie that I was supposed to go film. And then they ended up calling me up like 4 days after I booked this movie. And we're like, hey, can you screen test? And they're like, yeah, we got an offer for this film. And I really wanted to do the film. It was great. It's a great project, great script. And so I kind of had these two things, like, do I do, you know, and then, but it's like, it's Power, it's a giant TV show. Hard, it's like, baby. Of course.
Which one do we do?
Really?
Which one do we do? Yeah.
Look at you, you're going to sit here and throw your whole career. You ready to fire the guy?
Yeah.
Wait, what happened?
That was an episode.
It's like a scene in Entourage where like, they were figuring out to do.
I thought this was you.
Smoke
I was like,
Jumpers or Benji?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
We're going to do everything back to Entourage. But yeah, you're trying to figure out which project
you
do.
No, it was like the weirdest thing. I was
so
like, at that point, not for me. I was like, I was like, what the fuck? Do I, you know, I've never had like a choice. I was just trying to get like, a lot of people don't understand like, like when you're like hustling as an actor, it's not like this. You know, my family still doesn't get it, like my extended family, you know, they like think, you know, like we all have houses in Malibu, you know what I mean? Yeah. They're like, well, so where's the, when are you getting the $30 million house and on the water?
Wait, you guys
you know?
Don't have houses in Malibu?
Yeah.
Wait,
I forget.
Fucking nerds.
I forget who I'm talking to, Chris. We still haven't done our third and fourth season.
Renegotiation, baby.
After our third and fourth season, just you wait. We're coming up. But it's like, I never had that, you know, before in my career. So it was interesting. But obviously Power was like just this massive. I was very excited about it. And then I ended up doing a screen test with Joseph over Zoom.
Terrifying.
Terrifying, dog.
That's
terrifying.
What fucking scene?
a scene that never made it.
And that's what I'm
different,
saying.
Different scene. Oh, dude, the scene was crazy. Like, we got, we're like fucking.
Yeah, I had
a. Did you do fake?
No, fuck you, you know,
did
like,
you do
like,
no gun? Did you do hand? Did you do gun or no gun?
No, yeah, I didn't have, yeah, I didn't have a gun on me at the time.
You just, you just had to full.
No, no, I had the full, like, yeah. No, I had the squirt gun. Yeah, like, yeah. No, no, yeah, no, we were both like, I'm like, what the fuck are you supposed to, like, you know, we're both like pulling guns on each other and the thing. I'm like, over Zoom with all the executives, it was off. It was like,
and there's, I mean, like, it was a delay. So, they're like, is this gun
dude,
up?
Dude, it was so, is he playing? And then we did like an improv version of it. And I was just like, fuck, dude, yeah. I was so nervous, man. And Joseph was really, really helpful.
Yeah, he's
and
great. With
the, really yeah. generous, and he's such a great. He's such a great.
Keep going. Keep going.
We always want to point out the
progress.
You know, were those flowers? Were those flowers you just handed out?
Keep going.
No, I love Joseph. He's our guy. I mean, he's our guy. We love him. But yeah, he was sure. really good. He was really good to me in that screen test. And I was really nervous. I don't think I even did like my, you know. Once I got to set and was able to like flesh it out a little bit, it was really
it unfolds. Sure,
yeah,
exactly.
Yeah,
it all unfolds. I ended up kind of like feeling it, but yeah, when they sent the offer, I ended up having to, you know, because like the movie offer was in hand, right. And so I was like, well, make the offer before but let go of the movie, because if you don't hire me, then I don't want to be left with no jobs.
Right.
And so it was kind of a complicated dance, and my management was handled it really well. And then we ended up obviously getting an offer for Power, and I was like, I couldn't believe it, man. I cried. I was like, this is going to change like my life.
Yeah.
I get goosebumps every episode, but
No. Like, I was like, this is gonna set us up. I mean, yeah, really, like, I looked at my girl. I was like, really. I mean, it was like one of those moments that you think, I can't believe it's this sentimental, but it really was when they called, like, close the deal, you know, done. Because I know how big it is.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And I know right. I know that this is like one of those gigs that does change the whole
sure.
kind of trajectory of your career. And it has. Like, we yeah. talk about it all the time. Like, I'm so grateful for the show, and the fans are incredible. And like, you know, it's just been
Bro.
One of those journeys that I can't, and meeting all the people that I've met, the most amazing
dude,
people working in this
ever.
In this whole universe,
yeah,
like
yeah,
with
bro.
These guys
legit.
And our cast, like, even just if it was just Chris, I would be like, this whole thing was worth it, like
right.
this kind of guy, you know what I mean?
Right.
Again, I'm getting a little sappy. I gotta cool it.
I do this every episode.
I gotta cool it.
Every time someone on the show says something about like how they that's why I ask, because I love it. I love to know, because everyone's is different. Like, Chris was smashing bottles in a hotel room. Like, you were doing a little Zoom thing. Like, everyone's is different, and
yeah.
but it's all the same outcome of like, I got it, and it changed my life, and I love it.
That's why I love Shane so much, man. I feel like me and him kind of, we got this child actor thing. His was like a little bit more different than mine, because right. he had way more success as a child actor. He was on bigger shows and bigger networks. But I feel like you can get tainted when you're a child actor. That shit right. could really taint you. And the fact that it didn't, and he remained like true
right.
and like a real person, not an actor. Like, dog, he was one of my favorite fucking people. Like, I'm with Shane, like, a lot. Like, and people don't know this dude cooks, man. We be in Chicago fucking making concerts.
Oh, dude, we throw down.
Oh, my God. No, we don't, but close. Yeah. We lived close, though.
Yeah.
We would go to, like, what do I call it? Non-sexual Tuesdays at Hooters.
Non-sexual Tuesdays at Hooters.
We yeah. have non-sexual Tuesdays at Hooters. So what happens is, I feel like Hooters is a lot of people don't go to Hooters anymore, but I actually love Hooters, and I actually go for the wings, not to look at anything else. I go for the wings.
That's why I go to Magic City, too, for the wings.
But
Chris is real
Tuesdays.
Pure about his intentions at Hooters.
Yeah,
he loves the wings.
I keep it pure. That's why I go on non-sexual Tuesdays at a non-sexual hour.
Yeah.
Because if you're at Hooters on a Friday night at 9 p.m., your intentions could be misconstrued.
He's there Tuesday 11 a.m. at Hooters.
Yeah, I'm Tuesday 1
Honestly,
p.m.
Honestly, it's almost more creepy.
No, that's lunch. That means you were hungry and you saw Hooters and you stopped.
Nah.
It looks.
That means you were horny and you saw Hooters and you stopped.
But no, man, me and Shane fucking, we do all type of shit, man. We go to Hooters and shit, man. He can cook his ass off. The cacio e pepe, he kind of taught me how to make cacio e pepe.
Are you Italian?
No. But in my heart, I'm a no-no. I'm an Italian grandma at heart. I'm actually, like, I just found out, because my parents have been lying to me my whole life about what I am. I'm like mostly Ukrainian. Like,
wow.
Ukrainian Jewish, yeah, which is
yeah.
like, wild. I didn't realize that. I think my family told me I was like German my whole life or something. German and Jewish, which I was like, okay, I don't know. But then my parents took the ancestry test, and I figured I figured out that I was Ukrainian, which is wild, especially, you know, after everything that's been going on. It's like, but yeah, but in my heart, I'm definitely an Italian grandma. I'm a little Nona. Like, I made pasta last night, handmade pasta. I do it all the time.
It was a hurricane. You had to.
We threw
put me on the food freak. The guy on Instagram?
Oh, yeah, Steven.
Dog, bro. Like, he put me on his page, and, like, we were in
Not
Chicago.
Another Cooking Show is the best YouTube cooking show. Like, I get all the recipes from him.
Yeah,
and
bro.
Phil Donlan turned me on to him.
Yeah, bro.
But, like, yeah, no, Chris and I throw down the kitchen.
Yeah, me
Chris
and Shane
is a great...
Cooking,
has he made wings for you?
Nah, he invited Paige over the other night and
didn't invite
me over.
No, see, that's not... It didn't go down like that, though. But, see, Paige was in the area. This is the thing. Paige is one of those people who talk shit about downtown. You know, I live downtown.
I talk shit about downtown.
Right, you're one of those people. I love downtown. And she's one of those people, oh my God, downtown's so far. It's so far. Oh my God, there's nowhere to park. It's so far, blah, blah, blah. If you're cooking, I'll come. You know what? If I'm ever downtown, I'll call you. And I'm literally in my crib, like, making wings, and then my phone starts ringing, it's Paige, and she was like, Chris, guess where I am? And I'm like, where? Downtown. I'm coming over. Text me your address. And I'm like, all right, bet. And I'm making wings. So she got...
You just happen to be making your wings?
Yeah. I just happen to be making my wings.
He's such a liar. He saw Paige was coming, Pete. He knows.
He hit Instacart so fast.
Oh, man.
He's like, fuck it. I don't care how much it is.
He went to his neighbor's house. He's like,
do you have any wings?
Any party wings? Party wings. Not whole wings. Party.
Paige Hurd is on the way.
Hey, nah, legit. I would have.
It was a code.
I would have.
It was a major code red.
I fucking would have. it's funny because I would have.
I know.
No.
I know you were great.
Did she like him?
Huh?
What'd she say about the wings?
She enjoyed them. She enjoyed the wings. Her and her sister.
She enjoyed them. Yeah. Come on. She loved them.
She did. No, she enjoyed them. I mean, there was no like grand, like, you know, it's not what I'm used to.
No, they're fire, though.
It's not what I'm used to when people eat
Chris
my food.
Is that good?
I'm used to like bigger reactions, but you know, it's Paige Hurd, so you get what
Maybe she was just trying to play it cool. Like, she doesn't want to give
you... She was being Paige Hurd. She was being modest, I guess.
Yeah.
Generally, I'm used to a much grander response toward my cooking, but...
Yeah, it's hard to impress her, man.
It's hard to impress her. It's okay.
Yeah.
It's okay.
Yeah. I'm curious.
Yeah, I love you too.
I love Chris.
Yeah, it's hard to impress. Yeah.
It's hard to impress.
Anyways,
her, man.
I was just going to say that I appreciate you saying that, what you were saying before,
what?
About like the bond that we have and everything that we've been. I really appreciate that.
Bro, no,
because I feel the exact same way about you.
I feel like the like
you've been in the gauntlet for so long.
Yeah.
Like you've been in the gauntlet for so long. I really respect just like who you are, your hustle, how you treat people and how you move, and like, and you're obviously like a fucking superstar, so that,
bro,
you know, but the respect is like so
much. That's how I feel about you, bro. It's like you're like my white black brother, bro. Like I swear to God, I kill a motherfucker about you, Harper. I swear to God.
Dude, when we're out, Chris is so funny, man. Chris is like, when we're out and about, especially in Chicago.
Oh, yes.
Because, you know, like, because that's not my home city.
Right.
Yeah,
right. No. So I'm like, you know, and I like, you know, I mean, I know how to move through cities or whatever, because like, I've, you know, been in cities my whole life. But Chris, when we're in Chicago, man, Chris runs the block. Chris is like looking out everything, like all the time.
Especially in Chicago.
Oh, dude. Chris is like big bro to the max. Like, he's got me. I feel when we're out with you, I'm just like, yeah, we're good.
I tell people, even Mike said that shit on the pod one time. He was like, no, I hit up Chris. He was like, yo, I called him. I seen it on Instagram. He was like in Chicago. Bro, I instantly like FaceTime. I'm like, bro, what the fuck are you doing in Chicago?
Yeah.
He was like, yeah. And then Chris was like, bro, if you need anything, hit me. And I was like, no, I'm for real, Mike. I was like, Mike, I'm for real. And we didn't even really know each other like that yet. Yeah. But I was like, nah, bro. And then I had somebody who was there already like, yo, go get him.
Yeah.
Just let him know. Like, I'm not playing, Mike.
What
like,
was he there for?
I see you and I don't see you. Like, I know, like, at least 7 niggas in the room you're in right now. Yeah. I told one of them to go like this real quick, let you know that you good, man.
Yeah.
Don't worry about it.
Yeah.
You good.
Someone taps him on the shoulder. He's like, oh, fuck. Like, Chris has got people everywhere.
I think he was doing a collab? Not with, I don't, why do I want to say it was something so random like K-Swiss or Adidas?
Oh, it was. Yeah,
it was some random shit.
Yeah.
That's why I was like, what the fuck are you doing?
Yeah.
And I was like, and what is Chicago doing having a K-Swiss event? What's happening?
Yeah.
And then it was like, I didn't know what was happening. And then he was like, yeah, I'm just here for this random little event. I was like, oh, okay. Let me know. Do you need anything?
Must you in the bag.
Blink twice if you're not safe.
Yeah.
I was like, how did they, a K-Swiss event? They finessed you? What happened, Mike? Blink twice if you need help. Do you need help, Michael?
He was at an and one event.
I was like, what the hell is happening?
Yeah.
I feel like Makai right now. I'm sweating.
I saw that episode. I was like, oh no, I'm gonna be hot in the studio.
I was gonna wear a real jacket and I was
this
like,
this studio's not hot. The one in New York.
This studio's so temperate, so nice.
Yeah,
dude, I'm comfy. Fuck comfy, yes. On the couch.
Well, I have a couple more questions, then we'll get out of here.
Follow up power questions or what?
How do you feel about the audition process? Because we were obviously just talking about that before. Do you like auditioning or not really?
No,
you hate it.
Yeah,
I don't like it at all.
I think there's a part of me that likes the competitive nature of it.
Yeah, I love going to fucking audition and be like,
yeah. I kind of get that, come and fuck some shit up. You know what I mean?
Yeah, right.
Which is good. I think you need to have that. Like, if you don't feel that way, you know, I think it's a rough night in the office, you know, a rough day in the office. Because I like that feeling of being able to kind of get up for those moments. And I also like the kind of unknown of it. But what I don't like about it is that I feel like in the room when you're working on stuff, it just feels so far from the medium.
Right.
Mm.
Like, to me, the medium of being like, you know, the TV and film, right? If that's what we're talking about specifically, it's like, it's just, I don't even know how, you know, you're in there, you know, in an office, like, with all these executives, and then you got the director there, and they're trying to have a moment, and I'm like, this is not what we do, really, when we get there.
For
like,
sure.
When we get there, we've got the, and speaking of, like, the, you know, crew has it, like, the crew, and right. everyone that helps you create what you're creating,
mm-hmm.
It's not a one-man show. Like, right. you need your, you know, you need the makeup team, you need the wardrobe team, you need every, you know what I mean? And your fellow actors, like, that's the vibe.
Right. Mm-hmm.
And when I get on set, I'm chilling. I love my job.
Me too.
When I get on set, yeah, I feel like it's just flowing. When I see Chris, when I stop by Chris's trailer, and I give it a knock, and he busts up, boom, he butts it open, the music's going. Yeah. I'm like, dude, we're about to have a good time. Chris, cool it.
No. Do you remember your lines? Yes. I got him. I'm ready.
Chris is the most professional act. He always knows. He's on his shit. That's the best feeling in the world. Like, I love that. And I just think that the auditions are very far from that. So it's a whole different thing to tackle.
Right.
So it's kind of like a love-hate, I guess, if I could sum it up. But
would you prefer self-tapes or in person if you had to pick?
I mean, I like the experience of the self-tape because you can kind of, you know, you can make it what you want it to be a little bit more instead of feeling the, but there's that you know, my first experience acting was doing theater as a kid.
Right.
And when you can feel that, you know,
right.
All right, we're going, you know.
Yeah.
There's half the people there, you know. You shake it out and you feel like your hand's a little numb. You're like, all right, well, shake it out, you know, and you get out there and then you have that moment. It's so gratifying, and you don't get that shit with tapes. You don't really feel that, for me at least.
When's the last time you guys had that feeling?
For an audition?
For anything, for any acting job.
What?
Like, have you ever had, because it's been COVID for how many years, and I've been on the show for like 4 years, so like, I get on set and I'm like I am right now, like normal.
Yeah.
Oh,
I don't have that like feeling anymore. No, I miss it, dude.
Yeah, no, the last time though, you want to know what's crazy?
Yeah.
The last time I had that feeling,
it was
the day I caught COVID. And it just deflated it all, bro. Because I remember I had to fucking film this scene in season one where I was like trying to shoot at Tommy. I was doing a drive-by.
Yeah.
And I blow up the car. I take the mask off. And, bro, I was so excited. Like, dog, I had my fucking dude there.
Denzel moment.
The blog. Yeah. I had my guy there doing my vlog, following me there. I had the whole thing. I rented a fucking slingshot, bro, because I wanted to park in my parking spot because I usually have my driver take me to work. So I never got to park on the lot in my parking spot. Rented a fucking slingshot. Had my cameraman there doing my vlog, everything, bro. I'm ready. I called it my Denzel day. I'm gonna blow up a fucking car. And the episode ends on my face revealing that I'm the one that shot at Tommy. To me, bro, I was like, no lines. This is the biggest scene of my career, bro.
Yeah.
In my head, I felt that excitement. I'm like, bro, I'm coming to work today. And then, bro, they fucking came and swabbed me, and I'm sitting in there changing. And then
You bought a new fit too.
15 minutes goes by, I get a fucking phone call from health and safety. Yeah, brother, how you doing, man? How you feel? I said, motherfucker, I feel fine. How you feel? The fuck kind of question is that? I feel fine. I feel amazing.
It's the best day of my life.
Right. Yeah. What's going on?
This cameraman.
I wonder if he has that footage. I'm gonna ask him if he has it, bro. I'm legit.
Chris is like, keep filming.
I'm dead. I swear to God, he calls me.
Camera guy's like, sweating fucking bullets.
He's like, I hate to be the bearer of bad news, brother.
Hate to be the bearer of bad news, brother, but yeah, man, I thought it was a false positive at first, so we ran it again. Had someone else come in there and test you again, and no, all three of them came back positive. I tried to do everything I could, Chris. You need to know that I tried.
Yeah, yeah.
But what I'm going to need you to do is I'm going to need you to stay put. Do not leave your trailer at all. Do not interact with anyone. Do not call or talk to anyone. If someone calls you, you do not talk to them, all right? Someone from Lionsgate will be reaching out to you. What I need you to do is sit there, hang tight for a sec, and in about 10 minutes, I'm going to need you to go home.
I love his white voice.
I'm like, what the fuck?
Yeah.
I'm like, what the fuck, bro?
Wait, so what wound up happening with the slingshot and everything? Duh, like,
I was so pissed because I rented this motherfucker for 2 days. Do you know? Bro, I called my homie. Shout out to Brian Keys.
Oh, Brian. We love
Shout out to Brian Keys. He plays Agent Vargas on the show. I called him, even though I wasn't supposed to call nobody. I said, I called him. I said, bro, I just fucking caught COVID. He's like, bro, no, you're lying. I said, bro, man, I was finna film the shit. I said, man, and I'm even more mad because I just rented this goddamn slingshot, and now I can't even drive it. I said, bro, come get this damn slingshot. I said, you can wipe it down with some disinfectant, everything that I touched, but you can have it for the 2 days it's paid for. Just return it at this address.
Did you really give it to Brian?
Yeah, I gave it to Brian for 2 days.
And he loved it?
He loved it.
He showed up to set.
He's fucking chilling.
He parked
the wind's in his hair.
I gave it to Brian Keys, man.
He's loving it.
He's like, hey, man, you bought that new outfit, too. You're not going to wear it.
I literally drove from set. I left Center Space, bro. Drove to Whole Foods before I went home. Like, double masked up with a hoodie on. Fucking grabbed all this shit, like, panic shopping. Like, you know, and then when we was getting those checks, Shane. We know about those checks, baby. We was getting those checks, so I was buying all type of shit, just overdoing it. I was getting pounds of lemons, nigga. I was going in there getting 3-4 bags of lemons. No, damn well I don't need all these lemons. I'm buying it. Swiping. I got so, you know how many goddamn those shots? The lemon ginger shots?
Oh, bro, yeah.
Shits be like $6 a piece, bro. I swear I think I spent like $300 on nothing but those shots. Bags of lemons and honey and teas and all type of shit. I just went in there swiping. Like, get this shit out of me. I gotta be at work. I have to go to work. I'm thinking I'm about to get fired. I'm like,
so
bro.
So what happened? It was fine. You just waited a week and then filmed
no,
the scene after.
No, bro. What was crazy is we had to do that at the end because that was like almost close to the final episode.
Yeah, it was
episode five. But it was episode five when it happened. But because of the car and the explosion and all that shit that they had to regulate, they couldn't get it again until after we wrapped the season. Oh. So we had to do pickup days on after we wrapped 10. Oh. And it was just for that.
And it was in the back of your head, like, they might cut this scene.
This is for me. Yeah.
They're going to cut this scene.
They're
going
to cut this scene. But I was like, no, it can't. They can't because it's too important. It ends the episode.
Yeah.
And we have to know who just shot at Tommy.
Yeah.
So I kind of felt confident in that. But I thought, I was like, well, now I'm dead. If I wasn't dying in episode 10, I'm dead now.
Yeah.
That's what I thought. I was like, I'm definitely dead. If I was going to survive season one, I'm dead. Chris caught COVID. I'm dead.
That's so funny.
You know what I'm saying?
Because you're
and then there used to be a thing, like, I think I told you this before, how, like, with you and Michael, how they probably all think that it's Michael who's kicking it all the time, but you said it was, like, actually you?
Yeah.
Right. It's the exact opposite on my show. They look at me and they think, oh, man, fuck, you know, Chris is probably going to be at these parties. He's outside, da-da-da. But it's actually Isaac.
Oh, yeah, you did tell me
it's
that.
It's actually Isaac.
Yeah, you did tell me that.
I'm at home.
The way he said that. It's Isaac. Yeah. It is. Trust me.
He's selling him like you're fucking the guy over.
No, I'm not. But I'm just saying, like, the same
dynamic.
That's
the way with me and Mike, dude. Yeah. Everyone always thought, like, oh, he's a great, like, now everyone knows, like, Mike's outside. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
but, like, season one, they were like, Mike Gianni. And I'm like, what? I'm Michael's rich, dude. Michael drives an R8. I'm home. Dude.
Michael's
like,
rich.
Yeah. Like,
how am I going to stop
Michael's
this guy?
Yeah. Yeah.
Dude, Michael's rich.
Of course. He's outside.
Dude, season one, Michael would call me and he'd literally be like, it'd be like 2:30 in the morning. And like, we had friends, but only for like a year or so, 2 years at this point.
Yeah.
So he'd call me like, dude, I got like 6 girls. Like, what's up? I'm coming over. And I'd be like, I turn all the lights on in my apartment. Dude, I'm up, dude. I'm ready. What's good, dude? Like,
of course.
Yeah.
He jumps out of bed, his clothes are all on. Like, I've been waiting.
That was like season one, but like now I'm like, Mike, come on, dude. He's like, all right.
Give me a break.
Yeah, yeah.
Nah, legit.
Because 5 days a week with him. You know Mike.
Dude,
five days
really?
A week with him. Oh. I'm like, Mike, when we're not filming.
He said, look at him.
Yeah.
He's like.
Yeah. Everyone behind the camera's like, yes, it is.
Yeah.
Yeah, nah, I feel that, man. But and people usually always think that of me, especially if you go on my Instagram or just the way I may come off. It's like, oh, this
guy. I remember
guy,
that.
This see, guy's
I,
fucking
partying. I remember that in season one. Because there were some people that were like,
oh, yeah,
you know,
I was going to say the name.
Yeah, you know, Chris is, you know.
Chris is probably.
Chris is, I'm like, Chris dog. Is like yeah. cooking.
I'll never
like,
forget.
We're making food at the yeah. crib. Like
dog,
you know.
I'm at home learning how to make cacio de pepe with my white friend.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
How much trouble am I getting into?
Drinking Claus Azul.
Yeah, exactly. It was like, dog, I'll never forget. We can say it now, but no, I don't know if I should say it.
We can cut it afterwards.
You won't, but you never cut it.
No, they see, right, that, so, see, no, no, no. That's the trick. Is he always goes, no, nah, we'll cut
nah,
this.
No, we will. I'll say
no. Nah, we'll cut it.
No, but
we'll
nah, there's a you, I don't know. I'll ask him after. But right. There oh, was oh, a boy. Time I remember, bro, and oh, I was boy. So pissed off, bro. I was so pissed off. We got a, I'm cool with Jason Tatum and play for the Celtics, right?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
His dad. You know what I'm saying. His dad gives us tickets to the fucking NBA Finals when the Celtics are playing the Warriors.
Oh, God.
Tickets in Boston, like a deciding game. In Boston, NBA Finals. I don't know why, but I hit up I'm like, hey, you know, I'm not working. Can I mail my COVID test in to you guys? I'm going to go to... I'm going to shoot to Boston and go to the... I'm going to shoot to Boston and go to the fucking NBA Finals game. Right. I don't work for 9 days.
Right.
They're like, yeah, you know... And I feel like when white people start using words like, we feel adamant.
Yeah.
I said, oh, shit.
Yeah.
I said, white people in adamant? Yeah. I'm going to leave it alone. I'm just not going to go. I love yeah. my job. They said, yeah. we feel very adamant that you stay here in Chicago. I said, oh, shit. Yeah. I said, oh, shit, adamant, nigga. I'm going nowhere.
Yeah.
So I didn't go.
Really?
I didn't go to the NBA Finals.
Dude, I would have went there with like one of those mustache thing glasses and just sat there.
A no-name
day.
Counterpart, they did go.
A no-name counterpart
did go. And
not with me.
And they had a great time. And they were sending me pictures.
Was it Isaac?
It was a no-name counterpart did go to the game. and just sent me pictures at the NBA Finals, Celtics Warriors, while I'm just in Chicago. But
it's a juicy episode. Wow, we're getting some tea.
Yeah. If you were to ask anybody of like the background, like the crew and anybody, they would have guessed $1 million. Oh, Chris went.
Yeah.
No, I remember that day too. We were on. Yeah, yeah. I remember that day.
You never ask.
Yeah, and I learned from that day forward. Bro, I've never asked.
Me and
again.
Michael would literally be. We're like partying up, dude. This actually.
You guys were like moving, and you weren't saying it. You weren't saying
anything. But dude, this happens. All right, I'll tell this story because again,
so bad.
We're fine now. Dude, we were the first show back.
Right. Right.
Like.
Right.
Maybe we're a month into this.
Yeah.
And it was Michael's birthday. So Michael's birthday is obviously always like a thing.
Yeah.
So
it's always a thing.
Dude, he rented a yacht and we went out on this yacht and it was like, we literally had maybe 4 days left of season one. Mm-hmm. Like we had just gotten back. Dude, we didn't have extras on set at this point. Like we were doing the scenes with no background.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
And we go on this yacht and it's like supposed to be like 20 of his closest friends. That never happens with Michael. There was 150 people there, all in the basement of this yacht. Like we're all like packed in like sardines. It's like peak COVID. I'm like, oh fuck. But then I get a little drunk.
Peak COVID.
Yeah, I get a little drunk and I'm like, whatever. And so all of a sudden there's just a video of me and Michael like spraying champagne all
on over the internet.
All over these girls. Yeah. Like we're spraying champagne all over these girls. And all of a sudden, because me and Michael had the same agent at the time, and we woke up the next morning, someone posted a video of us. I don't know where it went.
Oh.
But
spraying naked girls with champagne?
Yeah.
Oh,
with
wow.
like 1,000 people on
yeah,
this boat.
Yeah.
And Lionsgate was like freaking out. And our agent called us and was like, guys, come on. So that was like where we learned, like, okay, we're just have to not ask. Like, we'll just have to move. And then they kind of let
and
us move.
And just hope they
move.
Don't post. Yeah, they just let y'all do. Oh, man. Did anybody
but we
bump?
Had hostings. We had everything. And they pretend.
Neither one of y'all bumped, though, right?
No. Oh, dude, I didn't.
Really?
I was outside, and me and Michael did not get
dog, away. That's what pissed me off even more, because the day I caught COVID, bro, I hadn't been doing shit. Now, there were moments when I was like, I'm definitely getting COVID. Because there were some times in Chicago where I'm like, bro, we're not supposed to be outside. And I was in situations like that. I'm tight, confined environments. Dog.
Yeah.
I'm like, if I fail this COVID test on Wednesday, because it's like a Sunday, Monday I'll pass. I'll pass the Monday one.
Yeah.
It's that Wednesday one I'm worried about. That Wednesday, Friday one, I'm worried about that one.
How fucked was that mentality. We was like that for 6 months.
Yeah bro.
Ours was 2 years.
Yeah, bro.
We were like, hey, dude.
Like always thinking that you're going to shut down because you can't.
I was like, bro, they're going to shut this shit down. I'm like,
That shit. Yeah, it's so weird. You're like, well, the Monday and then Wednesday, and then, well, I've read that on the, you know, it's like, well, I'm not going to, but you're like, what the fuck am I doing right now?
That's literally what I was like, I don't care.
It's like, you're mentally, like, so, like, fucked at that point.
Bro, I was mentally so
fucked. You're trying to focus on the work. You're trying to enjoy time with you. It's like,
I was trying to plan scheduling catching COVID. I was like, well, it's fine. It's fine. What I'll do is I'll catch COVID on Friday, and then I'll be good because I don't work for 13 days.
I'm
not really in this episode. So even if I do catch it, I'll test myself. I'll be over it. By the time they test me again, I'm good.
I'm good.
It doesn't matter. I'm going outside. I'm going. It doesn't matter.
Like, we had a cast group chat, and I love how they're like, don't call anyone or say anything to anyone.
Immediately,
someone caught COVID. People are like, who the fuck got it?
Exactly,
like, everyone's in the group chat.
Who's fucking this up?
It was mainly me. I was like, what the fuck? And then I remember Toya was the first one to get it, and I was like, whoever fucked us because we couldn't go somewhere now. I was like, whoever fucked us and did this, I swear to God, I didn't know who it was. I thought it was like a crew member, and it was Toya who was in the group chat. I was like, damn.
Oh my God.
She still brings that up to me today. She's like, I remember you were mad at me. I was like, I don't care.
Yeah, nah, dog. I was so scared when I caught COVID.
Wild times. But I'm so glad that shit's over. We don't test anymore, but.
Yeah, they took it away. Yeah. But I hear it's like coming back, though. I heard like 3 people caught COVID like 2 weeks ago. That shit's back.
You know three people.
I know three people that caught COVID like a week or two ago.
Were they down?
Dude, Drake's here. That's why, dude.
I don't know. I
mean, Drake's responsible for the
COVID. Me, I'll be there in full uniform. Assemble, niggas, assemble. I told you, Drake is Beyonce for us. Are you crazy? You think I'm not there? I've been waiting on this all week.
Me too.
Oh my God. Me too. I'm so excited.
All right, Shane, thank you so much for coming out. We can't obviously promote Force, you know, we can't say any dates or anything like that. Yeah. But we want to have you back on if we can do recaps, if the strike ends, obviously because of the strike, we can't. Although when this episode comes out, the strike may be over. So who knows?
Fingers crossed. Yeah.
Fingers crossed we can put stuff in the episode, but plug whatever you have, your Instagram, all that stuff.
Yeah. My IG is at the Shane Harper. I'm not really on Twitter anymore. I mean, I have one, but I don't really tweet.
Are you on Threads?
What was that?
Are you on Threads?
No.
That's Instagram's Twitter now.
Should I be? Is it good? Does it work?
I get 100K followers. I'd get on there.
Oh, you get 100K followers?
Mm-hmm. I just hit it.
Okay, yeah. It's just Instagram, although I never really post. I'll post some cheeky stories, but I don't really. I'm like not really like online that much.
Yeah, you are kind of a little. But I put you on the close friends. You've seen some of my wild close friends.
Dude, okay, really quick. I know we're trying to end the episode.
No.
I know we're trying to end the episode, okay?
No, but let me just.
Your close friends, it's like a TV show. It's my version. No, for real. Like, when it comes up, I'm like, oh, fucking, you know, I grab some popcorn. I get comfy on the couch. I'm like, gee, he's about to go up.
Sometimes I meet someone.
It's so funny,
sometimes
dude.
I meet someone new, and I'm like, oh, I fuck with them. I can trust them.
You are
them,
out of pocket.
But then I'll see them view it, and I'll go, ooh, I didn't want them to see that.
Yeah,
exactly. That's a little much.
Yeah,
I got to ease them into this.
Don't reel it in. Don't reel it in. Just keep doing it. I love it. I love it.
I went
it's
off
so
yesterday.
Good.
You saw the one I did yesterday.
I did.
Yeah. It's so good. No, I'm really happy to be here.
Thank you
for having me on.
Of course.
What you guys have built is fucking incredible.
Thank you.
And
thanks,
I'd love
man.
To come back and actually talk about the show and shit. Because like this, I'm not gonna say
it,
but
it sucks.
I wish because everyone worked so hard on it, but we'll get it back. Again, thank you so much for the hospitality.
Of course, dude.
Thank you, everybody.
I'm glad we finally got to like, you know, chop
it
up.
Time, man.
Shane's amazing, bro.
Yeah, we got it.
Shane fucking Harper, bro.
You and Shane remind me of me and Mike so much.
Bro, that's my fucking dog, bro. I'm telling you, bro. Hey, man.
Chris, plug what you got.
Chris D. Lofton, man. At Chris D. Lofton, the shit that I got, we can't really talk about. Man.
Yeah,
I can't talk about nothing. I ain't really got nothing else going on. But the same stuff I said the last time, like, you know, writing and directing, trying to do that. I want to do that, so we're going to produce some stuff.
Yeah, your little force show or whatever.
He's saying little a lot.
He's saying a hell of a lot.
We'll see who breaks the more records. We'll see. Okay, Gianni VPLO, Instagram, TikTok, Threads.
Gianni Vlogs.
Yep, Gianni Vlogs. Also, my guy Michael isn't here today. We're going to Europe, so we got to bank some episodes right now. But Michael Rainey Jr., Where's 22 Vlogs? We got merch coming out. So, yeah, thank you so much. Chris, thank you for coming on and guest hosting. Shane, thank you for coming on and, you know, telling us about your story. And you know what we have to do at the end of the episode, right? Can you do it for us?
The crew has.
Yes!
Yeah, baby.
Yes, he remembers.
Of course.
Yes.
I watch every episode.
Yes. The crew has it.
I watch every episode.
And you have it. Thank you so much.
I love it.
Thank you so much, Shannon.
That was a lot of fun.